Shir is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, and we're going to be getting the last words on Daf Kuf Tez Zayin on Beis, Lefichach Anachnu Chayovim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Yochanan. Haluka, when we have the word Haluka, or Kesya, or Yedidya, Achas Hein, they're all considered one word. Rav Omar, Kesya or Merchavya, the word Kesya and Merchavya, Achasein, are one word. Rav Amar, Rav says, Merchavya Bovad. Only Merchavya is one word. So the Rajbam explains. According to Rav, Rav is very clear. The only time he considers this, from all the words that we listed, one word, is the word Merchavya. But Nata Gemara wants to know, Iboilu, Merchavya l'Rav Chisda mai? Why will Rav Chisda consider Merchavya? Says the Gemara, Teiku, it's unresolved. Iboilu, Yedidya l'Rav mai? According to Rav, what is the status of the word Yedidya? As the Rashbam explains, the Gemara's question is, when Rav mentioned Kesya or Merchavya, was he meaning to add to the list Rav Chisda gave us? Or was he meaning to disagree with Rav Chisda and saying, you hold these words are considered one word, and I hold a different group of words are one word, but we're disagreeing. So ask the Gemara again, Yedidya l'Rav mai? According to Rav, what will be the status of the word Yedidya? Toshma. Dama Rav, Yedidya nechlak l'shnayim. The word Yedidya is divided into two. Lefikach, Yedid chol. The word Yedid is a regular word. Ka, Kaidish, it's the name of Hashem, and should be treated as that. La'aloch l'maisa, the Paiskim say, that it says in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah Paskas this way, that although the word Shalom connotes one of the names of Hashem, but if somebody has the name Shalom, and when you call him, you're only intending to mention his name, it's not considered that you're calling Hashem's name, and it can be mentioned anywhere. The same din applies to Yedidya. If someone has the name Yedidya, and when you call him, your intention is to mention him as his name, not to mention it as Hashem's name, it's certainly not considered you're calling Hashem's name, and it may be said anywhere. Iboiluhu. Now they asked another question. Haluka l'Rav mai? Why will Rav consider the status of the word Haluka? One word or two words? Toshma, Dama Rav, Chazina Tehila Debei Chaviva, I saw the Tehillim in the home of my uncle Rav Chia, Tiksibo Halalu B'chad Gisa, the word Halalu was written on one line, V'ka B'chad Gisa, and the word Ka was written on the other line, or the other side of the page. Obviously, it was considered two words. Upligid Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, and this is in disagreement with what Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi said. Dama Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, my Haleluka, what is the definition of the word Haleluka? Haleluhu belulim rabim. Praise Hashem with many praises. Upligi the day in the day. And actually, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi is self-contradictory. Don't Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi says in another place, Basar mamor shel shvach nema sefer tehillim. Sefer tehillim has in it 10 different languages of praise, and as the Mashah explains, since it says Basora Mamorois Nivra Olam, the world was created with 10 sayings, to correspond to that, David HaMelech had 10 different words of praise in Tehillim. Nitzuach, Nigun, Maskil, B'mizmar, B'shir, B'ashrei, B'tehila, B'tfila, B'haidah, B'aluka. Gogl Mekulon, the greatest of them all, is Haluka. Shekoilel, because in it is incorporated Shem, the name of Hashem, V'shevach, and a praise of Hashem Bas'achas at the same word. So here we see Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi considers Haluka a combination of two words of praising Hashem and Hashem's name. And the Ben Yoyada points out that the Gemara should have said that the word is a combination of praise and Hashem's name. Actually, it says the opposite. It says Hashem's name and then the praise, because we always mention Hashem's name first. Says the Gemara, Amar Yudama Shmuel, Shir Shvetoira. when we find Shira in the Torah, Moshe v'Yisrael Amruah, it was said by Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael b'shar shal al hayom, when they came out of Yamsuf. This, the Mefarshim explain, refers to Oz Yashir. But the howl that we've been discussing and will discuss, Mi Amroi, who composed it, says the Gemara, Nevi'im Shebeneim, the Nevi'im amongst Klal Yisrael, Tipton Hamel Yisrael, instituted by Klal Yisrael, She'omroi Yisrael called Perek or Perek, they said it should be said on every occasion, V'akar Tzor V'Tzor Shloi Tavaleim, and for every trouble that should not come upon them. The Mefarshim explain, Perek or Perek refers to Rosh Chodesh, which comes from occasion to occasion. Tzara v'tzara refers to Yom Tovim, that Klal Yisrael commemorate the Yom Tovim for the Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seferim. And as the Mashal explains, this Mandama holds that Moshe Rabbeinu composed the Shira, and since he composed the Shira, Halel was obviously composed by later Nevi'im. The Rashbam explains what is the terminology of called Tzara v'Tzara Shloi Tavaleim, every trouble that should not come upon them. So Rashbam explains it's a euphemistic. It really means on everything that came upon them, but we don't want to say that, so we say Shloi Tavaleim. However, the Ben Yoyod explains that a called Tzara Shloi Tavaleim means that by Klal Yisrael saying Howell, when they're supposed to, it is a way of guaranteeing Al Kol Tzorosh Lo Tavaleim, that Tzorosh should not come to Klal Yisrael. The Yaakov explains it's from the concept of Kishem Shemavarch Al Ra, Kal Toiv Kapavarch Al Ra. Klal Yisrael always has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chishin Golem when they're saved. Oymer Meisrael Gulosam, they say Howell to commemorate their redemption. Tanya Yiramei Omer, Kol Tushbachos HaAmuras B'Sefer Tehillim, all the praises that are said in Tehillim, Kulon David Amram, were all said by David Amelech. Shenemar, as it says, Kol Tfilas David Ben Yishai, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, these are all the Tfilas Ben Yishai have ended. Atrikli Kol don't mean that, don't say that they have ended. El Kol Elu, these are all the praises, all the chapters of Tehillim were made by David. Ask the Rasha, why change what it says in Tehillim? It says Kalu, they ended. Why do we change it to Kol Elu? So he explains that this pasuk is in chapter Ayin Beis. If it means that this is the end of everything that David said, it should have been said at the end of Tehillim. The fact that it's said in the middle of Tehillim must be that it has a different explanation. It means Kol Elu, all of these chapters were said by David. It continues the Braisa, Halel Zemi Amroi, who said Halel, who composed Halel? Rabbi Yossi says, Elazar Bani Omer, Elazar my son says, Moshe Yisrael Amruah, Moshe and Klal Yisrael said it, B'shar Sh'olam and Ayam, when they came out from Yamsuf. According to the Mashah, and the Rashbam, it says it the same way, that although Moshe Rabbeinu said the Shira, as we learned earlier, not only did he say the Shira, but he also said Halel. Now the Mashah asks, how can we say that Moshe Rabbeinu said the Shira, the Kahuna, was not yet given to Aaron when Klal Yisrael were coming out of Yamsuf, and in the Tehillim it says Beis Aharon Yivarech. So there's already the concept of Kahuna, but there was no Kahuna yet. So the Ein Yaakov explains that not even though Gemara is saying now that Moshe Rabbeinu composed Halel, not all of Halel was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu. Some of it began then, and the rest was expanded in future generations. The Ein Eliyahu explains that Moshe Rabbeinu instituted the concept of Halel, but the exact nusach of Halel was composed later. The Chalukin of Chavera, but his colleagues disagreed on Elazar, who was Rabbi Yossi's son. Loiman, they held, Shadavra Amrei, David HaMelech composed Halel. The Niran Devar Medevrayim says, Rabbi Yossi, my son's words are more logical than his colleagues' words. because Efshi Yisrael Shochtos Peschayim, is it possible to say that Klai Yisrael brought a Karban Pesach for Notlu Luveim, or Klai Yisrael brought the Dalam Minim for the Amru Shira, and they did not say the Shira? So it must be that Hallel came from earlier. So the Sefer Mishnah Shiavitz says a very interesting concept. In our Gemara we're learning, there are two reasons to say Hallel. One is to say Hallel because it's a Yontif, and another reason to say Hallel is when you're doing a mitzvah. Efshi Yisrael Shachtas Peschayim, Klai Yisrael bring a Karan Pesach, Klai Yisrael bring the Dalan Minim, and they have to say Hallel. So in Sukkos, we have now two reasons to say Hallel. One is because of the Yontif Sukkos, and one is because of the mitzvah of Dalan Minim. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says that the lulav, the dalam minim, should be taken before Hallel is said. And the Magen Avraham says that preferably the mitzvah of dalam minim should be done right away in the morning when one gets up, even before he goes to shul to daven. However, the Gra says, and this is the minig in many places besides on the first day of Sukkos, that the dalam minim should be taken right before Hallel. And now we could understand the Gra. Because since Hallel has to be said both for the Yontif and for the taking of the Dalan Minim, we try to make the bracha on the Dalan Minim right before Hallel in order that Hallel should go on both. Interestingly, says the Mishnah Shiavitz, that if one didn't have the Dalan Minim in the morning when he said Hallel, he should repeat Hallel later in the day when he obtains the Dalam Minim and performs the mitzvah. Since, as our Gemara teaches us, that the mitzvah of Dalam Minim warrants the saying of Hallel, so even if Hallel was already said earlier, that was said because of the Yontif, but now we said there's also a concept to say Hallel because of the Dalam Minim. Davar Acher, another argument to say that the Hallel was composed in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, not in David HaMelech's time. Pisloi Shemichai Oymed Bebechi. The Avodah Zarah Micha was standing in Bechi in the time of Moshe, of David HaMelech. Yisrael Oymed was a Hallel. Is it possible to say that that's when Klai Yisrael was saying Hallel? So there are two pshatim in the word Bechi. One pshat in the word Bechi is that's the name of the place where the Pesel Micha was situated. Another pshat in Bechi is, again, it's a euphemistic language. Bechi really means crying. And really what it means is that Klai Yisrael were serving the Avodah Zarah with Simcha, but we use a euphemistic language of Bechi that they were upset. Ask the Masha, we're saying now that the existence of the Avodah Zarah of Micha prevents us from saying Hallel. Ask the Masha that the Avodah Zarah of Micha was already with Micha when Klai Yisrael went through Yamsuf. So why are we saying that it was said by Moshe Rabbeinu? So a number of answers are given. One answer is, at that time only Micha had it, but no one else. Or along the same lines, it was not known about. It was Betzina. It was not Beferesia. Or, in the time when Micha carried his Pesel through the Yamsuf, it was only used for Kishuf, but it wasn't used as an Avodah Zarah. Ultimately, it became Avodah Zarah, and that's why it could not be in such a time that Hallel was composed. Tanabon, Kol Shiris V'Shishbachos, Sha'am Medavid Sefer Tehillim. All the songs and praises that David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Keneged Atzmai Omrim. He said it regarding himself. Rabbi Shua Omer, Keneged Tziba Omrim. He said it regarding the community. So, the Masha explains, there are certain psukim in Tehillim that are said B'Loshon Yochid, in the singular. Says the Masha, those psukim certainly refer to David HaMelech. There's certain psukim in Hallel that are said B'Loshon Rabbim. Those psukim certainly refer to everyone. The machlokes that we're going to quote now are the psukim that are not indicative if they're said in to a singular, to an individual, or to the tzibur. Rav Lezer says, they were said regarding David HaMelech's own situations. They were said regarding the community. The Chum Amrim and the Chum hold, some were said regarding the community, and some regarding himself. Hamurim b'lashin yachad, those that said in the singular k'neged atzmai, Hanuris b'lashin rabim, are said k'neged tzibur, referring to the community. Nitzuch v'nigun, wherever we have the word nitzuch, Lam Natsayach, we have the word nigun, it's lost to lovoi. So Marasha explains the word nitzuch comes from the word netzach, which means forever. So nitzuch means lost to lovoi. Nigun de Ben Yoyada says that the Medrash says that the kinnor of David, the harp of David, had 7 strings, but the harp of David, lost to lovoi, will have 8 strings. So nigun, the nigun that David HaMelech refers to in Tehillim is lost to lovoi, where his harp will be expanded. Maskel, wherever it says the word maskel, aidei torgmen, which says through an interpreter. So Farshim explain, because an interpreter had to have maskel, had to have seichel, to know how to understand what he's being told and to present it further. Or Ben Yoyada says maskel means some keli. The maskel becomes the utensil through which the words are spoken. Le David Mizmer. If it says until him David and then the word Mizmer, Melamed Sheshasol of Shchina. First the Shchina rested on David HaMelech, Vachkach HaMashira, and then he sang. But if it says Mizmer Le David, Melamed Shamashira, first he said the Shira, Vachkach Sheshasol of Shchina, and then the Shchina rested on him. Melamdecha to teach you, Sheina Shchira Shira, the Shchina cannot rest on somebody, Lemetach Atzlus, not when he's lazy, the Lemetach Atzlus, not when he's sad. The Ksav Sofer explains that sadness is the opposite of the Shechina. Because when is a person who has emuna, a person who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cannot be ba'atzfus, because he knows whatever happens to him is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen to him, and that's what's best for him. So the Shechina cannot be on a person who's ba'atzfus, because he's the opposite of emuna. V'loy mitoich schoich, not from laughter, v'loy mitoch kals roish, not from a lack of seriousness, v'loy mitoch dvarim b'teilim, not from idle conversation, elo mitoich dva simcha shal mitzvah, only if a person has simcha. Shneimer, as the pasuk says, v'at David HaMelech said, v'at kchuli menagin, take from me the musician, v'hoye kenagin ha-menagin, when the musician played, and David HaMelech got happy, then v'tia lov yad Hashem, that's when the Shechina came on him. So Mepharshim point out, even though before we said that when it says Mizma LeDavid, that he said Shira, and then the LeDavid Mizmer, that first he said Shechina, the first he had the Shechina, and then the Shira, but now it's saying that without Shira, without happiness, there can't be Shechina. So they say there obviously always was a degree of Simcha by David, but the difference was that sometimes there was a higher degree of simcha, and sometimes there was less simcha. But without simcha, there cannot be the Shechina. The Mefarshim, the Kli Yaakov, points out that's pshat that we find in the Torah after Klal Yisrael went through Yam Suf, and the women started saying Shira. So it says, "V'tikach Miriam Hanaviah as a toif biyada." Miriam Hanaviah took the musical instruments in her hand again, because the women wanted to say Shira, but in order for them to say Shira, they had to come to Simcha, and that's why she brought out the musical instruments, because women many times, through going the pain of childbirth, aren't able to be besimcha, and we want them to be besimcha, so that's why they needed that. In fact, the Kli Yaakov says that's why women aren't mekadosh levana. They don't do kiddush levana once a month, because it has to be done between simcha, and they can't always come to that madrega because they have the household responsibilities. Amar Yehuda Merav became ledvar halacha. For halacha, in order to be zaycha, to understand Torah, somebody has to be happy. The Mefarshim explained, it says in the Gemara Masechta Brachos, the Miyayim Shekhar Beis Migdash, from when the Beis Migdash was destroyed, Ein Lo Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ela Dalat Amish Aloch Bavad, the only thing Kadosh Baruch Hu has is the place of learning, and now, so that Kadosh Baruch Hu is where there's learning, and we're saying that the Shekhinah only exists where there is Simcha. And Farshim said, we say every day, in the Mizmah L'Soida, by Tefillah, we say, Hariu L'Hashem Kol Ha'aretz. The first letters of the words that you realize Hashem Kol Ha'aretz are Hey Lamed Chav Hey Halacha, and then it says Ivdus Hashem B'Simcha. If somebody wants to be worthy of Halacha, that he should learn properly, and that the Halacha should be like him, is Ivdus Hashem B'Simcha. He has to serve Hashem with the Simcha. Amar Rav Nachman v'chein l'chaloyim toiv, also to have good dreams. So Pasha Pshat, the Rashbam explains that if a person wants to have good dreams, he should be b'simcha. The Chasam Sof explains it doesn't have to mean that he'll have good dreams. What it means is that he'll see true dreams, and even if they're not necessarily the best news, he'll be able to daven or do tshuva that they should be able to turn out good. Continues the Gemara. Eini, is this true that Simcha is so worthy? V'amrav Gidla Merav, kol Talmud Chochem, hayoy shelofnei rabbi, any Talmud Chochem who sits before his teacher, vein tzvoisov noitmas mor, and his lips are not dripping with dread, techvena, they should be burnt with the fire of Gehenim. Shnema, the Pasuk says in Shir HaShilim, tzvoisov shoshanim noitmas mor oiver, atakru shoshanim, which means roses, el shoshanim, those that learn. Atakri mar oiver, don't say it's talking about flowing spices, el mar oiver, bitterness. So we see that somebody learning Torah is supposed to be serious, like Kasha. Haba Rabba, the Rebbe could be the Simcha. Haba Talmida, the Talmidim have to be serious. Vibay Seima, Haba Rabba, both are talking about the Rebbe. V'lokasha, and yet there's no question. Hamakam the pasuk before the Rebbe starts saying the shir, he should be besimcha. V'halabas the pasuk after he starts the shir, then it should be serious. Kiha the Rava, mekam the pasuk l'lerbonin before he began the shir. Amav milsa the beduchusai, he said something humorous. The Divrei Smasha says he actually said some sort of a joke. The Pnei Yeshua says he didn't necessarily say a joke, but he said something sharp that would get the Talmidim interested in learning, and Ubat Charabonim, and then the Talmidim would laugh, and then they would sit in an atmosphere of seriousness, or possibly shmatz, and he would begin the shir. The Meiri says the emissa was that they should be careful not to say any Dvarim B'Talim during the shir. The Mefarshim explain, it says in the Tefillah, we say in Tefillah, Smechim b'tzeisam, b'sosim b'voyam, oisim b'eimah ritzoyin koinam. Smechim b'tzeisam. After the shir, it could be b'simcha, smechim. Sosim b'voyam. Before the shir, it could be sosim b'simcha. But oisim b'eimah ritzoyin koinam, during the shir, it has to be with the utmost seriousness. Tan Rabban, Halal Zemi Amru, who said the Halal? Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Moshe Yisrael Amru B'Shosh Amdal Yom, Moshe and Klai Yisrael said it when they were standing by the Yam. Heim Amru, they said, Loilonu Hashem, Loilonu, Meshiva Ruach HaKodesh from Elohim, and the Ruach HaKodesh responded, Lamani, Lamani Esa. So the Chasam Sofer explains what Klai Yisrael was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, although you're making a tremendous nace for us, but through the making the nace for us, other people will suffer, and we don't want to be the reason that other people should suffer. So Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, Lamani Lamani, I'm doing it for my own reasoning, not because of you. You don't have to be concerned that I'm causing suffering. Yehuda Omer, Yeshua Yisrael Amroa, Yeshua and Klai Yisrael said it b'shar, Sh'am Dalei Malka Kanan, at the time when Kanan stood against them, Heim Amru Leilonu, they said Leilonu, U'meshim in the Ruach HaKadosh said Lumani Lumani Esa. The Rashbam says that each one of the Tanoim that our Gemara now will mention with different stories are arguing on the previous Tana. However, the Rashi holds that they're not arguing. Rather, each Tan is giving a different example. Rav Lezer Medarma, Dvara Baruch Amrua, Bishar Sha'am Dolayim Sisra, Baruch and Dvara said when Sisra came to attack them, Hem Amr Lailanu, Veruach HaKadosh Meshivi Amr Lahem, Lamani Lamana Esra. Rav Lezer Medarma, Amr, Chizki Visiyato Amro, Bishar Sha'am Dolayim Sincherev, when Sincherev attacked Tzidkio, they said, Hem Amr Lailanu, Meshivi and the Ruach HaKadosh said Lamani Lamana. Rav Kiva Amr, Chanani Meshav Azari Amrua, Bishar, Shomer Alayim Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, when Nebuchadnezzar Rasha tried to attack him, they said it. Hey, Mamre Lailanu, Meshiva, Rav Yosef Aglila Aimer, Martch Ve'esta Amru Bishar, Shomer Alayim Hamana Rasha, when Hamana Rasha start up with them, they said it. Hey, Mamre Lailanu, Meshiva, Lamani, Lamani Asa. The Chama Aimerim, the Chama say, Nevi'in Shevenayim Tikkalam Yisrael, Nevi'im amongst Klai Yisrael instituted, Shei Aimer Aisa, Kal Perik Ve'Perik, they should say it for every season, Vakal Tzar Ve'Tzara, and any Tzar Shlai Tov Aleim Al Yisrael, Ochashinagolim, when they're redeemed, when they're saved, Aimer Aisa Al Gulasa. Amr Rav Chisda, Haluka, the word Haluka, Saif Pirka. We have the word Haluka at the end of a chapter, it's the last word of the chapter. And Rabbi Rav Huna Amar Haluka Resh Pirka, that the word Haluka is the first word. So as the Rashbam says, if the word Haluka appears twice, then we'll say the first time it appears it's the last word of the first chapter, and the second time it's the first word of the second chapter. That's when we have the word Haluka twice between chapters. Our Gemara is discussing a situation where we have the word Haluka only once between chapters. So now the question is it the last word of the first chapter, or is it the first word of the next chapter? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Chazina lo Tehila de Beir Chana Beir Rav, I saw the Tehillim in the Yeshiva of Chana Beir Rav, the Ksibbo Haluka Be'emtza Perka. I had the word Haluka in the middle of the break between the chapters. Am Sapkla, he obviously wasn't sure where does it belong, with the first chapter or with the next chapter. Am Rav Chana Beir Rava, Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees that in the chapter of Tehillas Hashem Yidab P, Vivar Kabos Hashem Kotcha Loilam Voed, that the word Haluka, the Basrei, the word Haluka Resh Pirka, belongs to the next chapter. As the Mashal explains, since this chapter begins with the word Tehillah L'David, it makes sense that it should end with the word Tehillas Hashem, and Haluka refers to the next chapter. Rosh Yirak, it says a capital in Tehillim, Rosh Yirak V'chas, Shinoik Yacharoik V'nomas, Tavis Rishoyim Toiveid, Haluka the Basrei, the word Haluka again is the Resh Pirka, is the next parak. Because we would not use, says the Mashal, the word Haluka to speak about Mapalos Rishoyim, the destruction of Rishoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not lend his name to it. Sha'om the Beis Hashem, everybody agrees that the word Haluka, which says at the end of the chapter of Sha'om the Beis Hashem, Haluka the Basrei, the Haluka afterward is also Reish Pirka, is the next parak. Kroy Masif in Eselu. People who were experts in Ksuvim and Tanakh added these examples. It says, Menach Baderech Yishta, Aken Yom Reish, Haluka the Basrei is Reish Pirka. Reish is Chachma Yiras Hashem Seicha Toiv L'Chol HaSeyem, which is the end of Perek Kuf Yud Aleph. Haluka the Basrei, Reish Pirka is the beginning of the next one. Says the Gemara, Neim Ketanoi, perhaps this machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rav Barav Huna, if Haluka, if we're not sure, is it the last word of the first chapter, or is it the first word of the next chapter, is perhaps actually a machloikis tanoim. Because we learned in our Mishnah that by the Seder, we say part of Hallel before Shulchan Aruch in the first part of the Seder, and the rest of Hallel is said at the second part of the Seder. So as we learned in the Mishnah, there was Machloikis, B'Shamay, and B'Shil, how much of Hallel is said at the beginning. According to B'Shamay, only the first chapter is said. And according to B'Shil, the first two chapters are said. So ad hechonu oimer, until where do we say in the first part of the Seder hallow? Beshamarim ad ema bonim smecha. Beshil oimerim ad chalom shleman amayim. Ema bonim smecha, the first word, the last words of the first chapter, and chalom shleman amayim are the last words of the second chapter. B'tanyidach. But there's another brayse that says ad hechonu oimer, what is said when? Beshamarim ad tzeis yisrael mitzrayim, which are the first words, or extensively the first words of the second chapter, which are the first words of the third chapter. So as the Rashbam explains, the proof that the Gemara is going to try to bring is not from Beis Hillel, from the way Beis Hillel's Shita is expressed. Rather, it's from the way Beis Shammai's Shita is expressed. And my lab, the machlokes is this, the man that says that Beis Shammai says we only say till Eima Bonim Smecha, he obviously holds Sava Haluka Reish Pirka. Haluka is already the beginning of the next chapter, and the next chapter, which is the second chapter, is not said according to Beis Shammai at that part of the Seder. A man that says that Beis Shammai says we say till Beis Yisrael holds Haluka Sai Pirka. Haluka is included in the first chapter, and therefore it's included in what is said in the first part of the Seder. Says the Gemara of Chizda Mataritz L'Tamei. Rav Chizda is going to be able to explain that both of the Shitas that we just learned could go according to his opinion. The Kul Alma, the Rav Chizda holds Haluka Sai Pirka. Haluka, the last words of a chapter. Mandom B'tzeis Yisrael. So according to Mandom that says, Beis Shammai says we say Til B'tzeis Yisrael, Shaper, it's excellent. Because obviously we say Haluka, because that's still part of the first chapter. Or Mandom Ad Eim Abonim Smecha. According to Mandom that said that we say Eim Abonim Smecha, he holds that whenever we say Ad until, it's Ad Bechlal, Ad V'Ad Bechlal, until and including. So obviously, we couldn't have said B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, Ad B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, because if we would have used such a terminology, we would think that according to Beis Shammai, we should also say the words B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. But that Beis Shammai says we shouldn't do. That's already certainly the second chapter. That's why he said Eim Abonim Smecha. Says the Gemara, but V'neim Ad Haluka. But if according to you, Haluka is the end of the first chapter, he still should have said the word Haluka. And perhaps you'll say the reason the Mishnah didn't use the word Haluka, because Lo Yedina Hai Haluka, because it says Haluka so many times during Tehillim, if I would say the word Haluka, I wouldn't know which Haluka is meant. For Neymar, Haluka Shalom Bonim Smecha, say until Haluka of the words Haim Bonim Smecha, so I would clearly know what it means. Kasha. This remains a Kasha. Rabbi Rav Huna Mataras L'Tamei. Rabbi Rav Huna is going to explain this way. The Kulam, everybody agrees, Haluka Resh Pirka. Haluka is the first words of the second chapter. So Mandama Ad Eim Abonim Smecha, the Mandama that explained that Beis Shammai says we say Tel Eim Abonim Smecha, Shaper. Because obviously Haluka wasn't said. Because Haluka is the first words of the second chapter, which according to Beis Shammai is not said at this part of the Seder. Mandama B'tzeis Yisrael, according to Mandam it said Tel B'tzeis Yisrael, he holds, Rabbi Huna holds, Ad V'loy Ad Bechlal. When we say until, it's until but not including. So if we would have said Eim Habonim Smecha, then we would think that you don't even say those words, which is not true. That's why he said Tel B'tzeis Yisrael. The name Ad Haluka. Why don't we just say that we said Tel Haluka, and Haluka is not included, because Haluka is already with the next chapter. Answers the Gemara, the Chitema, the Lo Yedena Haluka, because if I would say Haluka, I wouldn't know which Haluka is referred to, since it's mentioned a number of times during the Halal. Neima, Ad Haluka, Shabbat Seis Yisrael. Say, I mean the Haluka, which is the first word of the chapter, based on Seis Yisrael. Kasha, this remains a Kasha. The Chaisim Gula, and we learned in the Mishnah that we end the first part of the Seder with a bracha, and with a bracha that speaks about the Gula of Klai Yisrael. Amar Rava, Krishma V'Halal, when we speak about Gula, redemption of Klai Yisrael, in Krishma, the last bracha of the Brichas Krishma, or in Halal we say Gol Yisrael. We we speak about the past, who has saved Klal Yisrael. The Tzlusa, when we speak about Gula and Tefillah, we say Goy El Yisrael, that the one who will redeem Klal Yisrael. My Tamad Rachmaninu. Tefillah is asking for something, so we're asking Goy El Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should redeem us. Omer Reb Zeira, the Kiddusha. When we speak about Kiddush, when we make Kiddush, we say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvayisav, who made us holy, who sanctified us with his mitzvahs. The Tzlusa, when we speak about Kiddush and Tefillah, we say Katsheinu b'mitzvayisacha, sanctify us. Again, my Tama the Rachmaninu, we're davening that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanis on us and listen to our Tefillah and sanctify us. Amar of Achba Yaakov. The Tzorach Shiasker Yitzias Mitzrayim b'Kiddush Hayoyim. We have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim when we say Kiddush. Ksiv Hocha, it says here regarding Pesach Lamantiskas Yoyim, Ksiv Hosom, and it says by Shabbos Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekatshay. So the Rajbam explains this Gemara as follows. We learned something from Pesach to Shabbos, and we learned something from Shabbos to Pesach. From Pesach to Shabbos we learn that just like on Pesach we have to speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim, so too by Shabbos in the Kiddush we have to speak about Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And then we learn from Shabbos to Pesach that just like on Shabbos, as we learned earlier in this parak, we have to make Kiddush, so too on Pesach Kiddush has to be made. And in fact the Rishonim say from that we extrapolate that in all Yomim Tovim Kiddush has to be made. So now we're learning that when we say Kiddush on Shabbos, we have to speak about Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in fact, the Yaros Tavash explains why is it important to mention Shabbos by Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim on the Kiddush by Shabbos. So he says, because the Pasuk says, U'moshe b'nei Yisrael b'eretz Mitzrayim, the amount of years Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, 430 years. So the Yaros Tavash asks, even if we count the Golos Mitzrayim from when Yitzchak was born, it's only 400 years. So how do we get to the number 430? So he explains, we know that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim after 210 years of work. The Mitzrim also made the Jews work on Shabbos, which they shouldn't have. Jews aren't supposed to work on Shabbos. That means they worked a seventh more than they should have. Every week has one day Shabbos, a seventh. A seventh of 210 is 30. That's the 430 years. 400 years from when Yitzchak was born, plus the 30 extra years that the Mitzrim made Klal Yisrael work during those 210 years, that's when Klal Yisrael were able to leave Mitzrayim. So because of Shabbos, we left Mitzrayim earlier, so we have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every Shabbos. But now the Mechas Chinuch asks, we've mentioned many times in this parak that although there's a chiv to say Kiddush and Shabbos, one midaraisa could fulfill that obligation by davening Mayriv Friday night, and he's mentioned Shabbos, Kiddush Shabbos. Ask the Mechas Chinuch that Al Gemar just taught us that the Kiddush of Shabbos has to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. In the Tefillah of Mayriv on Friday night, there is no mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So how can we say that we fulfill the Chiv of Kiddush with Tefillah Mayriv? So some Paiskim say that Al Gemara is only an Asmachta. It's not a real obligation. The Mishnah Brewer in the Bi'ur Halacha explains that since right before Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei of Mayriv, we say the parasha of Krishma, and we say the parasha of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's how we fulfill the chiv of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush. Amar Rabbi Bar Shela, the Tzlusa, when we daven, we say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. We speak about that our salvation should flourish. We don't mention David HaMelech's name in that bracha for two reasons, the Rishonim explain. Either since we already mentioned the name of an individual in one of the brachas, we mentioned Avram Avinu's name, so we don't mention any other individual's name in any other bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. Or, it's a bigger tefillah, it's a more powerful tefillah when we say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, we don't limit it to a name. Tenor Rabbi Yosef, Daftarta, excuse me, when we say the bracha by Aftira, then we mention Mogein David. Because the Pasuk says that David HaMelech was told, V'sisil Hashem Godel Kshem Hagdolim, I will make your name great like I made the name of the great ones great. Zesh Aimrim, Tanar Rabbi Yosef, Zesh Aimrim Mogen David. Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, V'es Chol Goy Godel, I'll make you a great nation. Zesh Aimrim Elkei Avraham. V'verechecha, I'm going to bless you. Zesh Aimrim Elkei Yitzchak. V'avgadla Shemecha, Zesh Aimrim Elkei Yaakov. Yochol Yechoyis V'mekulam, maybe we should say at the end of the bracha all three of them. Tamalayim v'hayyei bracha b'cha chayismim v'en chayismim kulam. When we end the bracha, we only mention Avram Avinu's name. We don't mention any other one's name. As the Kabbalah Nesanal explains, because in a bracha we can only mention one name, so we only mention Avram Avinu's name. Now the question is, why if we could only mention one name, do we mention the name of Avraham Avinu? So the Mefarshim explain, we know that a bracha usually has to have Melech HaOlam mentioned in the wording of the bracha. In the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, the bracha begins without the words Melech. We start Shemoneh Esrei with the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avosenu Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak V'Elokei Yaakov. We don't say Melech. Why don't we say Melech? So far she said, because Avraham Avinu was the first person that ever called Hashem Adon, the master. So since he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu the master, there's no reason to say Melech. Avraham is already as if we say Melech. We also know that Aloch is that the chesim of a bracha, the end of a bracha, has to be similar to the beginning of the bracha. So since we began the bracha with Elokei Avraham, which speaks about recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaOlam, we end the bracha with Avraham. The Chasam Sofer explains that what is pshat when we say V'gadol Shmecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu, your name will be great. Zesh Amar Melkei Yaakov, we say Yaakov. Why by mentioning Yaakov's name is Avraham's name greater? So he explains, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov are 13 letters. 13 is the gematria of Echad, which is the basis of our whole religion. Echad, to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. But there are only 13 letters that we call Yaakov with the name Yaakov, which is a four-lettered word, not Yisrael, which is five-letter. So he says, V'gadol Shmecha, you know why we could call you Avraham, not Avram? Because we call Yaakov, Yaakov, not Yisrael. Because if we would call Yaakov Yisrael, we'd have to call you Avram. Along the same lines, the Mefarshim say, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, are 26 letters, which is the gematria of Yudkei Vavkei. But again, we want to specifically say 26 letters. But we only could say 26 letters if we call Yaakov Yaakov, not Yisrael. If we call him Yisrael, we would have to call Avram Avram. Amar Rava, Ashkechina L'Sabi de Pampadisa, I met the elders of Pampadisa. Rashbam says that's Rav Yehuda and Rav Eina. The Yasiv Kamer, they were sitting and saying, B'Shabbos on Shabbos, Bein B'Tzlusa, Bein B'Kedusha, both by davening and by Kiddush, we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. B'Yom Tovim and Yontif, we say Bein B'Tzlusa, Bein B'Kedusha, both by davening and Kedusha, we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmana. V'Amina Lo Anon, and I said, Adrabah, the opposite. The Tzlusa, by davening, Bein B'Shabbos, Bein B'Yom Tovim, we say Mekadesh Yisrael. B'Kedusha, the Shabbos, by Kiddush HaShabbos, we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. B'Yom Tovim and Yontif, we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmana. V'Anon, Amina, and I said, I'll explain my reasoning, but Tamadidhu and their reasoning. Tamadidhu, their reasoning, Shabbos the Kviya V'Kaima. Shabbos is established. Every week is Shabbos. Bein Mitzlusa, Bein Mekedusha, we say Mekadesh Shabbos. Shabbos comes. Yontav, Yisrael Hu Dekavalei. However, Yontav, which is established by Klal Yisrael, by the Bezdin, the Ka'avri Yachi, they make the month. Kavil Shani, they make the years, we say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, the Klai Yisrael makes the time. Tamdadi, what's my reasoning? Selusa, the Barab Misa, Tefillah, which is said Barabim, we say Mekadosh Yisrael, it speaks about the whole community. Kedusha, the B'yachad Isa, however, Kiddush, which is said by the individual in the privacy of his home. B'Shabbos, we say Mekadosh Shabbos. B'yanta, we say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. Says the Rav Elohi, Selusa B'yachad Milesa, is davening never said in private? And on the other hand, Kedusha B'Rab Milesa, is Kiddush never said in public? Rav Sava Zabasak, we go according to the main time. Usually Tefillah is B'Rabim, usually Kiddush is B'yachad. Ula B'Rav, Nachas Kamei de Rava. Ula B'Rav came and said a Tefillah in front of Rava. Amak Kesabit B'Medisa, he said the same nusach as the Sabbath of Pumbedisa. And Rava did not say anything. Obviously Rava ultimately retracted his position and agreed with the Sabbath of Pumbedisa. Rav Nosson Avud Rav Huna Berei de Rav Nosson Nachas Kamei Rav Papa. Amak Sabbath of Pumbedisa, again he said the nusach like the Sabbath of Pumbedisa. Shafcher, Rav Papa praised him. Amravina, not Ikal Surah Kamei de Ramema. I once came to Surah in front of Ramema. With Nachas Kamei Shluch de Tzibura, the Shlich Tzibur went to the Amid, for Amid Kesava de Pabadisa, for Mishtak Vele Kulayama, and everybody tried to silence him, for they thought he was saying the Nusach the wrong way. Amid Shafkua, Lim, Hilchasu Kesava de Pabadisa, the Loch is like the Sava de Pabadisa, for Mishtak Vele, and they no longer silenced him. Just to end the Shir, I once heard from B'Shem Rav Shimon Shkop, we learned in the Gemara that Avraham Avinu was told that the bracha will be with your name, Magen Avraham. That pshat is that the end of Golus, at this end, when we are now standing at the end of Golus, what will we look like Avraham Avinu? As we said in the previous year, what was the midah of Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was able to stand up against the tide. He stood firm in believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he was the only one at his time that believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we say, B'chah Chaisman, at the end of Golus, we will find who will be the people, what kind of people will be in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael will be of people, B'chah, who have the meat of Avraham Avinu, that were able to stand up against the tide to do Avodas Hashem as we are required to.